Let's read 3:6 first. 3:6 and then 3:7. 3:6 first. Begin.
He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen. Letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Amen.
Amen.
Even the Bible, it's the Word of God, but if we take it as a letter, we take it only as a written Word of God, there's going to be a problem. Because the Bible was inspired, was breathed by the Holy Ghost. Therefore, one who reads the Bible, who encountered the Bible, we need to use our spirit. We need to eat the Word of God, that is the Spirit. We need to use our spirit to eat the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, the Spirit gives life. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:17, begin.
Now the Lord is the Spirit.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
freedom.
There is
freedom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you have freedom? How many of you have freedom? Where is the freedom?
Christ.
Where is the freedom? Jesus Christ is our freedom. Amen?
Amen.
But where is Jesus now?
In
where is Jesus now? Ask the person next to you. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus?
Where is Jesus?
There?
In me.
Jesus has become the Spirit. And the Spirit has entered into you.
Amen.
Because you have accepted Him as your Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, in your spirit, there is 100% freedom.
Amen.
There's no freedom in the world. You know that? There's bondage of sin, and there's bondage of... they're chained by so many things. Idols and pleasures, and all these pleasures, right? The bondages of the Satan. There's no freedom. You know that? They're bondage. They're chained by something. Whether that is money or idols or pleasures or some kind of habit, whatever that is, they've been bondage. We know that, right? There's no freedom. But in our spirit, there's Jesus, who is the Spirit. Now there's 100% freedom, not 99%. There's 100%. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your spirit is the most safest place in this world.
Amen.
Huh? Amen?
Amen?
Not United States, not China, not Korea. Only safest place you can hide yourself is your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, there's a word that says God hides Himself in the spirit. God hides Himself in our spirit. You see, unless we know of our spirit, we cannot touch God. Because God is living now, and He's hiding in our spirit. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want to talk about spirit because this is so important topic. Unless we know the spirit, we cannot live Christian life. To be able to live a faithful and a balanced Christian life, we need to know the spirit. We need to be aware of the spirit. Now, in the Old Testament, there's a spirit of God and there's a spirit of the Lord. Only two. Only two. Okay, we can find in the Old Testament. In Genesis 1:2, let's read that together. Genesis 1:2, begin. Now the earth was formless and empty.
And the darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was over the waters.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, church. Amen.
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 The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Now this is how God creates the heavens and the earth, right? This is the story of the creation. We know that. Now, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And verse 2, it says, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. What's waters? Huh? It's plural, waters, isn't it? Huh? Now, the waters, at that time, these waters, it means the death. So death was hovering. The earth was beneath. Earth means life. Water means death. So here, the death has been hovering, the death has been covering the life. So there was no life at the time. But praise God, you see the Spirit of God was hovering. The Spirit of God comes along and is moving the surface. And soon we know that God creates the light. and God make the earth come out of the water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's the story of creation in Genesis 1. So we see the Spirit of God. In Judges 3:10, let's read it together. Begin. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Okay, stop there. So Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Now, there's another Spirit. The Spirit of God in Genesis 1, Judges 3, Spirit of Lord. So Spirit of God and Spirit of the Lord. In the Old Testament, it was the Spirit of the Lord and Spirit of God. But when it comes to New Testament, it becomes... it becomes... Actually, there are many kinds of Spirit. There's only one Spirit, one person, but there are many names. And we're going to go through that. Are you ready? Okay. In the New Testament, the Spirit I would like to talk to you, share with you, is Holy Spirit. Now, we all know about the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Because we heard that many times, Holy Spirit, right? Okay, Acts 16:6, let's read together. Begin. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Okay, here we see the Holy Spirit. Now, when you see the word Holy Spirit, it refers to the conceiving of the baby Jesus. Okay? Jesus Christ was conceived, right, by the Holy Spirit. The Virgin Mary. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the only person in the world who was conceived by the Spirit. All other men did not conceive by the Spirit. They came from the man's offspring. But Jesus Christ is the only person who is from woman's offspring, conceived by the Holy Spirit. So when you call Holy Spirit, it refers to conceiving, incarnation, and birth of Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? Okay, let's go to the second, the name of Spirit. Spirit of Jesus. Acts 16:7. Begin. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bethlehem, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. You see here the Spirit of what? The Spirit of Jesus now. Okay? First, Holy Spirit, it refers to the conceiving of the Holy Spirit, of Mary, okay? Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now, Spirit of Jesus. So, whenever you hear the Spirit of Jesus, it refers to humanity, life of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is 100% God, but he's 100% man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say that again. Jesus Christ is 100% God. There's a divine life in him because he's God. He's a son of God, but also he's a son of man. He's 100% human. Man, just like you and me. He was hungry and he felt sorrow. Okay, he felt lonely, and he was hurting when the nail pierced his wrist. Sometimes he cried. He saw the Jerusalem and he cried. He saw Nazareth death and he cried. See, Jesus Christ is 100% God, but he's 100% man. Hallelujah. We call him God, man. Hallelujah. So whenever you refer to Jesus, the human side, we call it Spirit of Jesus. Amen? Okay. Third, Spirit of Christ. Romans 8:9. Begin. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. So here now talks about Spirit of Christ. Now Christ means Messiah. So Christ refers to divine life. Jesus Christ not only is a man, but he's a perfect God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's perfect God. Amen.
Amen.
He's a perfect God and he's a complete man. So whenever you refer him, Spirit of Christ, it refers to his divine life and resurrection. Because he was the Spirit of Christ, because he was the Christ, when he died, he had to come alive again. Because in him, there was a resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember John 11:25, it says, I am the resurrection and the life. Because he was the resurrection, he had to come alive. the death cannot hold him. He had to come alive because he was the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, next. Now we go to the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Did you notice this? There's so many spirits here, isn't it? Many times we only know one, Holy Spirit. But today, you get to see it. There are many kinds of spirit, right? It's the same person. He's talking about the same person. But there are many different kinds of spirit now here. Spirit of Jesus Christ. Whenever he refers to Spirit of Jesus Christ, it refers to both humanity and divine together, meaning he's God and man. He's God and man. Amen. Philippians 1:19. Let's read it together. Begin.
For I know that through your prayers and the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn my deliverance.
Amen. You see that Spirit of Jesus Christ? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, okay, church, remember, what was the first name? What was the first name in the New Testament? In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, right? In the New Testament, what was the first Spirit? Come on.
Holy Spirit,
thank you. Spirit. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay, let's read. It was the first, Holy Spirit, second?
Spirit of Jesus.
Third?
Spirit of Christ.
Fourth?
Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Amen.
It's not hard, okay? It's easy. Okay, first, Holy Spirit. Second, Spirit of Jesus. Third, Spirit of Christ. Fourth, Spirit of Jesus Christ. Fifth, the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, what is the Spirit refers to? John 7:39. Let's read it together. Begin. By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. So, John chapter 6 talks about drinking Jesus as a living water. John chapter 4 also talks about drinking water. John chapter 6 talks about eating Jesus as the bread of life. And here he says, whoever is thirsty, come to me and drink. Come to me and drink. And that drink meant the Spirit. Okay, so whenever we refer to the Spirit, the meaning of that is whom those who believe in him were later to receive. So when you talk about the Spirit, meaning that the people, when they believe, they will receive the Spirit, and that we call the Spirit. Do you understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, now let's go over one more time. First was what?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Second?
Spirit of Jesus.
Spirit of Jesus. And third?
Spirit of Christ.
Fourth?
Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Fifth?
The Spirit.
Hallelujah. Are you with me? Now, all these five kinds of spirit, the names of spirit, okay? Names of spirit, the conclusion of those five names of spirit, the conclusion of that is 1 Corinthians 15:45. Okay, all those five names of spirit refers to Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's the Son of Man, and he's going to become the Spirit, and he's going to enter into us. Okay, those who believe in him. So it's talking about Jesus Christ. Now the conclusion of all these five different kinds of spirit is 1 Corinthians 15:45. Read it together, brothers. Begin.
So it is written,
the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. One more time. A life-giving spirit. One more time.
A life-giving spirit.
One more time.
A life-giving spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, he is not only the Spirit of Jesus, he's not only the Spirit of Christ, he's not only the Spirit of Jesus Christ, he's not only the Spirit. He is a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Oh, come on, look up. Okay, lift your head up and look at me, please. Jesus Christ, who was the Spirit of Christ, the Messiah, he came to this earth as a Spirit of Jesus. And he's a God-man, right? And He lived 33 years of his life on earth, and finally he died on the cross wash away our sins. And when he rose again, he became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So his name is a life-giving spirit. Now, he became a spirit, which we call him many times Holy Spirit. But today we learn Holy Spirit refers to conceiving, right? But now this life-giving spirit, wherever he goes, he gives life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's full of life, and his life itself. And there is no other life but except Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ says, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ is life. Amen.
Amen.
John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief is Satan. But Jesus Christ says, I have come so that you may have life and abundant life. Come on, look at me. Look at me. I want you to get this. Okay? Now, even now, as I'm sharing the Word of God, there's a spiritual battle in your mind. You're thinking something else, or focusing money in the bank, how much you have left, or you're thinking about the food in the refrigerator, you're thinking about your loved ones, or what, you're thinking about soccer, or what, I don't know. Spiritual battle now. Here. Focus, focus, please. Now, listen. Jesus Christ loves you so much, He loves you so much, that He wants to become one with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I love my wife. You know I love my wife, right?
Yeah.
Do you agree? Is there evidence that I love her? You can see it, right? Very good. Okay? Now, I love my wife. If I love my wife, what? I want to become one with her. Isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. Okay, not only we live together, not only we live together, but I want to become one with her, with everything. Think together, have the same spirit, same heart, same mind, same goal, walk together, do everything together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because I love her and she loves me. Hopefully. I love her, but she probably loves me too. Jesus loves you. Amen?
Amen.
Now how do we know that Jesus loves you? How do we know that Jesus loves you? Why? How?
Down.
Dying on the cross. Many times we just think about this. Oh, Jesus Christ, you don't know how much pain He went through by taking up the cross. When we think about the cross, we think about the pain. But the point of the cross is not the pain. The point of the cross is death. We have to die on the cross because of our sins. But Jesus Christ died on behalf of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If Jesus was not there, we had to be crucified. Because the consequence of sin is death. Are you getting me? But dying on the cross, yes, certainly we feel His love on dying on the cross. But more than that, He rose again and He became a life-giving spirit so that He can come into me. When he comes into me, then I and Jesus Christ can become one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that is the proof that Jesus Christ loves you.
Amen.
Not only He died for your sins, but He cares you so much that He wants to enter into you. And He wants to become one with you in your spirit as well as in your soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The purpose of God to create you, remember, we were created as a vessels of light, a vessels of mercy. Romans 9:23. Remember that, right? We are the vessel. We are the container. We contain God. We contain Jesus. So that when we contain Jesus enough, we will begin to show Jesus. We'll begin to talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. The word prophecy means speak for Jesus, speak forth Jesus, and provide Christ to others. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Prophecy is not talking about the future. Although that has a little part of it. But mainly, speak for Jesus and speak for Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we use the word prophecy here. Amen? The same thing as both life. But it's a better word, I think. Oh, Lord Jesus. Listen to this. Listen. So this is the conclusion. That Jesus Christ became a life-giving spirit so that he can enter into you. Finally, when He rose again and He became a life-giving spirit, praise God, He can enter into you now. And He can become one with you.
Amen.
And that is the result. 1 Corinthians 6:17 is the result. Amen.
Amen.
What is the result? Let's read it together. Begin.
But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Come on, one more time.
But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is what happened. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have joined together. You have joined to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You have joined to the Lord, and you have become one spirit with Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I say the most safest place you can rest is your spirit. Because your spirit is no longer your own spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I say it again. Your spirit is no longer your own spirit. Your spirit is Jesus' spirit. Because Jesus' spirit, your spirit combined, it become one spirit. Amen?
Amen.
If I put two different kinds of water, the same water in just two different places, and I put it in one place, join the two water, two different kinds of water, it becomes one water, right? And you cannot divide it. Once it's mixed, you cannot divide it. Do you understand? Your spirit and Christ's spirit has joined together, you have become one spirit.
Amen.
This is the result of God loving you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you thankful that you have become one with God?
Amen.
Aren't you thankful that you can feel His love in your spirit? Aren't you thankful that you can call on His name all the time? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here's a problem then. Okay, we all know that, huh? We all know this. But here's a problem. Now, Jesus Christ, who is in your spirit, wants to come out. Wants to come out and be shown to others, to the world. Shown to the world. Shown to your wife, your husband, and to brothers and sisters. Amen? But when it comes out through your what? Through your soul. Because your spirit is the deepest part of who you are. So if you want, you can draw three circles. Inner, outer, and outer. The inner circle is your spirit, but it's covered by your soul. And your soul is covered by your flesh. So you know your soul, right? Your knowledge, your emotion, your will. You can easily acknowledge, right? But it's not easy to acknowledge your spirit. Why? Because it's covered by your soul. So in order for the spirit in you to come out, to be released, you need to break your soul. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ says, whoever wants to follow after me, he has to deny his soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Not I, but Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You have entered into Christ. John 3:16 says, whoever, for God so loved the world that he gave his own and only Son, that whosoever believes him, believes what?
Into him.
Remember that word? Into him. It's into him, not in him. Into him means you have come out from the world and you have entered into Christ. Hallelujah. It is no longer I, but Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. This is the final words now. Galatians 5:16. Therefore, okay, read it together. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of your sinful nature. One more time.
So I say,
live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of your sinful nature. Amen. Oh, how sinful nature is working. It's working very actively, right? Sinful nature is working very actively in our flesh, isn't it? How many of you agree with me? Your flesh is working actively or inactive? Is it your flesh inactive or active? What do you think? Ask the person next to you. Is your flesh active or inactive?
Huh?
If your flesh is inactive, maybe you're dead.
Active, inactive.
You know, our flesh is very active. Very, very active, isn't it? We want to get lazy. We want to sin. We enjoy actually hearing the gossip. We want to do evil. That's our flesh, isn't it? If somebody speak against you, what's going to come out? Huh? If somebody speak against you, what's going to come out? Anger will come out, right? Isn't it? That's your flesh. That's your flesh. Now, also your soul is so self-centered. It's so self-centered. You know? It's everything is my. Okay? My desire, my pleasure, my goal, my plan, my thoughts. Pride means I center. P-R-I-D-E. I is the center. Lucifer was a very beautiful angel. He was a chief angel among all the angels. But one day pride came in and then he became proudful and he fell. Lucifer became Satan, isn't it? Mm. We have that Lucifer spirit. The life of Satan is in our flesh. And spirit is God Himself, is Christ Himself. And our soul is in the between. And that's why there's a spiritual battle in our mind all the time. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Do you agree? Yeah. Now, Jesus, who is in your spirit, wants to be released through your soul. That's why every day we need to eat Jesus as a living bread. So God can expand His influence, His life to your soul level. Hallelujah. That's why we need to call on His name every day so we can breathe. So Christ who is in our spirit can come out. Amen. That's why we need to pray so that Christ who is in our spirit can come out through your soul. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Revelation chapter 21 talks about the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is made out of jasper. You know what's jasper? It's a dark green color. It's jasper. Okay? Now, God compare us as three kinds of things. Gold and pearl and precious stone. That's jasper. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, there's a tree of life, which is Jesus Christ, and then river flows. Four different rivers. And first river, there was a gold, pearl, and jasper stone. Now, gold talks about our Father God, the divine life. The pearl talks about Jesus Christ. You know how the pearl is made, right? The stone goes into the pearl, right? Goes into what? That, what do you call that? The shell. And then that stone hurts the shell. And from the shell, the life comes out. And then that stone becomes pearl. Do you understand? So Jesus Christ, He died on the cross, and through His blood, we become pearl. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So gold is the Father, pearl is Jesus Christ, and jasper is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, listen, Jesus Christ is the Father. Jesus says, if you have seen me, you have seen my Father. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus and the Father, they are one. Amen. Jesus Christ, actually, He's all those three. Jesus Christ, He's the gold, He's the pearl, and He became the Spirit, which is jasper.
Amen.
To make us like jasper. Hallelujah. So that He can be expressed. He can be demonstrated. His love, His life in and through you. This is the purpose of why God made you. This is the purpose of why you are here in Korea. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day you and I, we are going to be perfect jasper.
Amen.
The New Jerusalem's wall to express a perfect triumph God. One day. And that day is coming soon. Are you excited?
Yes,
tell somebody, you're jasper.
You're jasper. Amen.
You're a precious stone.
You're a precious stone.
But guess what? Guess what? You become jasper and gold by going into the fire. Nobody likes fire here. Because when you go into fire, it hurts. It's painful. It's not comfortable. Isn't it? But it's unavoidable. I say it again, brothers and sisters. Hello?
Hello.
Us being a jasper and precious stone, the gold, we have to go into the fire, fiery fire. So that natural institution, so our pride and self-centeredness will come out. Do you understand?
Amen.
That's the purpose of why you go through tribulations. And through your tribulations, you become shining jasper. The New Jerusalem's wall.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And it's all about the Spirit who lives in you. Let the Spirit come out through you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's pray together. Close your eyes. And pray in your spirit. Pray in your spirit. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the message. You and I, we are one spirit. You declare with your spirit, from your spirit, with your mouth, you declare this afternoon. What did you say? I, myself, and with you, we have become one spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that we have become one spirit. And I will remain and stay in my spirit forever. And I would like to release Christ from my spirit to my, expand Christ from my spirit to soul. And from my soul to flesh. And through me, I want Christ to be manifested. Wherever I go, I want to speak Christ, and I want to show who Christ is.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, bless me now. You pray.